Kasama ko ngayon si Norminda Fortesa at si Rohan Viraratna mula Australian Filipino Community Services at ating pag-uusapan ang panibagong proyekto na tutulungan o tinutulungan ng mga kababayan nating Pilipinong makahanap ng hanap buhay. Magandang araw, Norminda. Good day, Rohan.
Magandang araw.
First of all, Rohan, tell us about this wonderful new opportunity that's given Filipinos the chance to newly arrived or those seeking job, chance to make their resumes and the way they answer and prepare for job interviews tweaked into the Australian one.
This program is funded by the state government on the Jobs Victoria program. So the program is based in Maidstone. Funded body is Australian Multicultural Community Services, and we have a partnership with Australian Filipino Community Services and APEX Institute. So the program has three components: the case management and job placement, and the intensive training into Australian workplace, including career management. So if somebody come to Australia new, and if they're wondering around what to do, so this program provide very comprehensive grounding. They won't be misled by different misunderstandings and wrong information. So they would be able to kickstart their career with pretty good understanding of the system.
So from my understanding, with the case management, you will help and guide applicants how to answer a selection criteria, how to arrange the resume that's appropriate for the job that they are applying for, and to prepare for the interview?
Yes. The program covers what we call pre-employment services. So they will be taught how to write resumes, how to add the selection criteria, and they will have plenty of practices with the interviews. And also in some cases, if they need to do what we call Australian experience, they would be able to go to one of our employers and do some work experience.
From my previous experiences, the simpler your resume is, the quicker you'll grab their attention. Is that true?
Our general approach is if you can't get a message across to employer within 15 seconds or in your first page, you don't have a chance. So basically our aim is to, resumes are basically, in our opinion, junk mail. So if it doesn't give you interviews, so we just have to change.
I'm asking that because, Norminda, sa ating mga Pilipino, mas mahabang resume, mas kaakit-akit, di ba? Nung mga sinaunang panahon.
Oh, totoo yun, Maridel. Katunayan nga, minsan may litrato pa.
Oh, lalagay mo yung birthday mo, yung address mo.
Pati asawa mo, nilalagay mo pa. Pwede paborito pagkain.
Yes, Ron?
Yeah, just to share with you, we had a young Filipino couple recently. They had their photos on the resume, and you know, very beautiful couple. So the first thing we do is to remove that and get them to the local standard. They probably would get job very soon.
Yes, because no one sends photos in the resumes out here, isn't it?
Yep.
It's a matter of informing them how you do things here in Australia in the job search.
And giving them what we call technical skills to do it themselves as a start. And also, the Australian labor market has lots of myths. And when you come to Australia from the Philippines, being developing country, Australia being developed country, we tend to believe everything what we've been told. And there are lots of things that are not really right. For example, the equal opportunity, for example. The labor market operate very different from legal equal opportunity. So we're trying to clear them the difference between myths and realities of the market. So that will help them a lot.
And local experience. Most people say you have to have local experience, but no one really mentions you have to have the right local experience, isn't it?
I agree with you, and I just don't kind of believe in the whole concept of local experience. For example, just to let you know, the gentleman who got the job, he just arrived in the country and he got a job.
This is a Filipino.
He's a Filipino, and the company is a very big company. In my opinion, employers who really want to hire you, they won't ask it. And those who ask it, I think it's a cop-out pretty much to tell there is nothing else to tell. So you can say, look, you don't have a strength.
It's a nice way of saying you didn't get the job.
Yes.
Norminda, mm-hmm. marami sa atin din sa Pilipino yung mga, lalo na yung mga bagong dating, hindi ba? Parang, mm-hmm. dito ka na, at least may kikitain ka. Dito ka na, at least hindi ka nakatenga. Pero paminsan, kailangan mo talagang mamuhunan, hindi ba? Sa paghahanap at pagsisikap na makahanap ng tamang trabaho.
Mm-hmm. Totoo yan, Maridel. Kailangan talaga kaya may mga programang ganito. Para tama ang umpisa, hindi nagsho-shortcut o hindi nagpa-passing time lang. Pero tama ang umpisa, may tamang advice, may pathway na maayos. Nang sa ganun, ma-appreciate nila yung journey nila sa journey sa employment sa Australia.
Kasi karamihan sa nakikita ko, sa Pilipinas, meron silang mga kunyari trabaho sa industriya ng catering or industriya ng hospitality o di kaya nasa administration, human resources. Mm-hmm. Pero pagdating dito, dahil sa kagustuhang makahanap ng trabaho kaagad, napunta sila sa ibang linya, hindi ba? Meron mga nasa assembly line o meron mga nag-shift work dahil yun yung mga madadaling makahanap ng trabaho. Tama ba na sabihin na marami ang naiipit doon sa ganung sitwasyon at di na nakakaalis dahil parang naging komportable na eh?
I think hindi komportable, kundi ito ay una nilang strategy para mag-survive sa Australia. Kailangan na ng pera, pera sa pamilya. Ito ay una nilang step para malaman nila ano nga ba ang mga trabaho dito. Then a few months later, or a year later, makikita nila, this is not what I really want to do. This is not what I'm trained to do. And I don't think I will build my life around here, although I need a job. Pero totoo ka, marami ang natatrap doon dahil may money nang involved.
At dahil sabihin nilang, nandito na ako, eh, baka wala akong mahanap na ibang.
That's right.
Nauunahan ng takot.
Mm-mm. At panghihinayang sa opportunity, lalo na kung nag-kick in na yung bills mo, may mga commitment ka na. So, we understand why they're doing that. So, kahit ganun pa man, ini-expose pa rin namin sila sa mga opportunities na maaaring magka-interest sila, lalo na yung mga highly qualified.
If you've been here a while, are you still qualified to join the program, Rohan?
They are, yeah. The general requirement is they should be unemployed. If they are underemployed, that should be less than 12 hours a week. So if you are Filipino, if you are unemployed, you're qualified.
And if you are working less than 12 hours a week, you are qualified.
Qualified. And also, for example, the general requirement is you should be prepared to work 30 hours a week. But if you voluntarily, you only want to work, you know, 3 days a week. So we can look at it. Let's say a mother want to work only part-time. So we could consider that.
So it's flexible.
Fairly flexible.
Most important thing is you're going to help them look for a job.
Yes.
And you've helped one already in less than a month.
Yeah. Look, with the Filipino community, they're pretty good. They normally get jobs faster than most other communities I have worked with. And our aim is to get as many Filipinos to achieve their career goals rather than wasting the skills they bring from back home.
And who do they call?
You can call me, as my mobile number is there. So it's 0417-572-977.
Or send an email to
AFCS.
Norminda Fortesa at afcsvictoria.org.au. Maraming salamat, Norminda at Rohan.
Salamat.
Thank you.